Hello, everybody. I'm speaking with Megan McMahon. She is the site director for Medical Research Group of Central Florida. So we were chatting for a few minutes, Megan. So it is now, I guess, about 9:50 Eastern time on the 25th of March. So things will change, I'm sure, before the end of the day. But can you share with us a few things that you guys are doing from a site level to kind of adapt to the current situation that we're in?
Sure. So on Friday, we made the decision that starting this week, this Monday, the 23rd, we would be fully remote and working from home. We have a staff of about 7, including the PI, sub-I, myself, and our coordinators and recruitment coordinator. And we have all been using Zoom application. We're on it day in and day out since Monday. And we've been using that to keep up our research conduct and activities. And, you know, we're just doing the best we can. We have reached out to a lot of sponsors to request guidance about how to conduct visits since we're not going into the office and cannot see patients in the office due to Florida State Executive Order 2072, which, you know, it doesn't allow us to see patients unless it's an emergency or medically necessary. And for the majority of our studies right now, our maintenance visits would not fall under that category of medically necessary. So what the PI has been doing is he's been meeting with active patients and pre-screening potential patients via the Zoom app. And some sponsors have, you know, given really detailed guidance about how to do that, and others have not given much information. And so that's where the challenge is. And I think the best thing that we did is when we came into the office, our remote offices on Zoom on Monday, we just all together organized all of our patients by when their visit windows would end. And then furthermore, we calculated how much drug they would have left. And we decided to prioritize by how much drug they would have left so that we could, you know, make sure that they're not off of the study drug for too long, or if at all, if we can avoid that. So that's basically what we've been doing. And, you know, I don't know if that will help anyone, but we're doing the best we can.
So you mentioned, too, that just having kind of an independent side, you've been able to be to move pretty quickly, left and right, kind of see what your needs are and been able to tackle those things fairly quickly. How have the patients responded so far? Have you had positive feedback from folks?
Oh, yes. All of the patients have been very open to this. We've had a mixed reaction as far as patients wanting to come to the site. Some, you know, had no problem. They were ready to come for their appointment. This was before we had decided to go remote, and others were, you know, when we called them and said, can you do a Zoom video with the PI instead of coming in, they said, oh, yes, I was about to call and cancel my appointment anyway. I'm so glad you're doing this. So we've worked through the technical glitches with them, the patients, and, you know, it, you know, really hasn't been a problem as far as, you know, actually getting them onto the video calls with the PI. But we also spent a good part of the weekend preparing for that and getting used to the application. And it, that part was not an easy beat. I'm glad that we did have the weekend to get that set up, but it's doable.
Well, I appreciate you spending a couple of minutes talking about this. I hope it will be helpful from some other sites who are trying to look for some creative ways to continue the business as usual, or as much as usual as they can. So thanks for talking with us. I really appreciate it, Megan. Again, it's Megan McMahon from the she's the site director at Medical Research Group of Central Florida. Thank you, Megan.
No problem. Thank you.